On the mound, Don Wilson warming up now. And here in the Astrodome, we had the playing of the national anthem with a very fine picture in the background on the screen in center field, depicting the story of the astronauts landing on the moon while the anthem was being played. So quite a very appropriate and timely film as the anthem is played here, especially in Houston, home of the astronauts and the Space Center, and the ball club, of course, named the Astros. Wilson warming up now on the scoreboard. This afternoon, the New York Mets swept Montreal 4-0 and maintained their first-place position in the National League East. Tonight at Philadelphia, the Cubs and the Phillies are tied at 1-1, and they have played 3 innings. San Diego and Cincinnati no score at the end of an inning and a half, and San Francisco, Atlanta no score at the end of 1 inning of play. As we begin play now, the Dodgers and the Astros are tied for fourth, each 2 games away. And we're all set. Time to play ball. The Dodgers in Houston from the Dome in Texas. And now for the play-by-play, here's Vin Scully. Vinny?
Thank you, Jerry. Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you, wherever you may be. The Dodgers and the Astros concluding their year's work in Texas. And leading off, it'll be Maury Wills. He'll be followed by Manny Mota and Willie Davis. And Wilson's first pitch is high, ball one. Wills into the game hitting .278. Don't forget, the Dodgers will open up their homestand tomorrow night. Wilson back with a pitch over for a strike in the count 1-1. Over the weekend, the San Diego Padres. And the Padres, after hurting the Dodgers, threw a haymaker at Cincinnati last night. They'll be in Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. Wills hits the next one foul back of the plate, and that'll land on the screen. And the count 1-2. Then after the Padres, Monday night, the Cincinnati Reds. Tuesday night, the Cincinnati Reds in a twilight night doubleheader, and that really has to be heard throughout the baseball world. And then the Braves Wednesday and Thursday. Wills lines one into right center for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Alou, but Morey's going to keep on going. And Alou bobbles the ball, so he's going to go steal another base, and he's into third base with a slide. So Wills was heading for two anyway, and when the ball was bobbled by Alou, he took the extra base, and we'll see how they rule it. It'll be a double and an error charge to the right fielder, Alou. So Wills doubles to right center to get the Dodgers off. The batter will be Manny Mota. Immediately going down to the bullpen, Wade Blasingame will begin to loosen up as Wilson is touched up for an opening double, and Wills taking third on the error. So the Dodgers, who have not been scoring and have lost 6 out of 7, consequently, have Wills at third, nobody out. Mota swings and misses, and the bat goes over Danny Ozark's head and way down the line. 0-1 the count. So Mota goes over to the on-deck hitter, Willie Davis, to get the rosin bag. 0-1. So we're off to a wild start, a double and an error, Will standing at third. And, of course, throughout the evening, we'll be giving you reports from all of the other precincts in Cincinnati, where San Diego plays the Reds, in Atlanta, where the Giants are playing the Braves, and in Philadelphia, where the Cubs are struggling with the Phils. Here's a drive hit down the right field line, and that's going to drop for a base hit. So Wills walks in, and Alou hustling for two, and the throw, he's in there. So Don Wilson is in a hole after facing two batters. He's given up a double and an error by Alou to Wills, and a leg double by Manny Mota. So Mota at second base, 1-0 Dodgers. The batter, Willie Davis, and here comes Harry Walker with a hold everything look. The Dodgers in their last 7 games have not scored more than 2 runs in any game, so it has been quite a struggle for them. And here at the outset, they've picked up a couple of doubles and a run, and Walker, with his arms folded across his chest, talking to Wilson. And Wilson now talking and Harry listening. Now Harry Walker is doing all the talking. Wilson and Johnny Edwards have not said a word. The meeting is broken up. Harry stays at the mound with Wilson. Continues to talk to the big right-hander. Marty Martinez comes in. Harry now pats Wilson on the back and turns and leaves. And Martinez now goes back to his position. The Astros defensively, with Don Wilson and Johnny Edwards, the infield of Menke, Morgan, Martinez, and Rader, Davis, Wynn, and Alou in the outfield, and whoops, late umpire Ed Sudol and Harry Walker are suddenly arguing. Walker holding his hands to his chest, and he is talking about, oh boy, Harry is furious at whatever's going on. The veins in his neck were bulging like ropes, and now he turns and walks to the dugout. Sudol at no time removed his mask, so it's not a case of both of them being angry. Wade Blasingame firing away in the bullpen. So the Dodgers on back-to-back doubles have a run, and now Willie Davis trying to pick up Manny Mota. Willie hitting .316. He's been blanked in the last two games, and that's news. He hits a bouncer over the mound, over second base. Martinez back of the bag and throws him out. And, of course, staying at second, Mota. One away. And the batter will be Wes Parker. Wes Parker hitting .285. He has 13 home runs, 64 runs batted in. Dodgers leading 1-0 here in the first inning. Don Wilson, a 16-game winner, has beaten the Dodgers twice this year. He has a look at Mota, works Parker, who swings and foul tips it, and the count 0-1. The Astros and the Dodgers are even in games won and lost, and two games back of the leaders. Strike one pitch to Parker. It's popped foul off to the left of the plate and carrying out of play, and the count 0-2. Landing on the backstop screen and going back down on the field. Wilson at the belt, another check at Manny Mota, and Don backs off the rubber, and Mota retreats to the bag. One out here in the first inning. The Dodgers have a run, trying to get at least another. Here's the strike two pitch to Parker. Very high. Ball one. 1-2. You understand there are 35 adult recreation members from San Clemente, California, on a 22-day bus trip, and they're attending the ball game tonight. We're delighted to have them here. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Parker. Check swing, and it's low. Ball two. 2-2. Don Wilson trying to shake himself and get started here in the first inning. The Dodgers have touched him for back-to-back doubles. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Wes Parker. Wilson ready and set and delivers. High, ball three. 3-2. Crowd a little restless right now. And Walker backs out. Harry moving all along the dugout. He's had a lot to say to just about every member of his team in this first inning, pacing around. Parker continues to talk to Ed Sudol. 3-2 the count. Wilson hands it aside, now set at the belt. Pickoff play and a throw to Martinez, not in time. Mota back standing up. On deck, Willie Crawford. 3-2, the count to Wes Parker. Wilson ready, right-handed delivers. Curveball got him looking, and a good pitch it was. So there are times when one big league hitter will acknowledge the presence of a good big league pitcher, and that was one of them. Parker just immediately walked away as if to say, okay, that's yours. One for you. That's the second out. Here's Willie Crawford. Willie hitting .254. Wilson's fastball is high. Ball one. Here in the inning, Maury Wills opened up with a double. When the ball was bobbled by Alou for an error, he took the extra base. Didn't make much difference. Manny Mota follows with a double down the right field line to get him home. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Crawford. Slow curve over for a strike. 1-1. Wilson comes back 1-1, fastball outside and high, ball two. 2-1. Johnny Edwards behind the plate. He does just about all the catching for Houston. In fact, Edwards has been in 134 of their 141 games. 2-1 pitch to Willie Crawford. On the hands and fouled on the screen. And the count 2-2. Rene Cardenas, who does the ball games in Spanish here, is emulating his English-speaking broadcasting fouls. He has his own net to catch foul balls, but Rene's a little rusty. He almost lost the net. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Another curveball. So the Dodgers struck quickly for a run, but then Wilson came back with some great curves and gets Parker and Crawford. One run, two hits, an arrow, one left. End of half an inning. Dodgers 1, Astros coming up.
Friends, part of the fun of going to a baseball game is munching on a hot dog. And a hot dog is just as much fun when you're listening to the broadcast. So plan now to get plenty of plump, tender Farmer John all-meat wieners for the next ball game. There are other wieners, of course, but Farmer John wieners are the ones with their own special Western flavor. Farmer John smokes his wieners like he smokes his Farmer John bacon, the slow, old-time Western way over native Western wood. So there's the genuine flavor of the West, from tip to tip in every marvelous meaty morsel. And Farmer John wieners are not only all meat, but they're the best meat. Fresh Eastern corn-fed pork and fresh, lean, juicy homegrown beef. Farmer John all-meat wieners won gold medals at the California State Fair. And your very first taste will tell you why. So look for Farmer John wieners in the delicatessen section of your market. And if you don't see them, ask for them. Farmer John.
Bottom of the first inning will set the Dodgers defensively. Claude Osteen, who has beaten Houston four times this year without a loss, and he's leading 1-0. Warming up to Tommy Haller, the infield of Wes Parker and Ted Sizemore, Maury Wills and Bill Sudeikis. The outfield, Manny Mota is in left, Willie Davis in center, Willie Crawford in right. For Houston, it'll be Joe Morgan, Felipe Alou, and Jim Wynn. Joe Morgan hitting .241. He has 14 home runs, 37 runs batted in. Little left-hand batter. Sudeikis plays him in on the carpet at third. The outfield fanned out straight away, and Osteen ready to go to work. Clawed into the windup, and the first pitch on the way to Morgan. A bunt attempt, and he missed it. 0-1. No balls and one strike, the count of Joe. Osteen trying to win his 19th. 18 is already a career high for him. Strike one pitch on the way. Fastball hits the deep right center field. Davis and Crawford on the track, and a leaping backhand catch by Davis. Boy, what a play by Willie. He went up the ladder and backhanded that drive that was heading for the right center field wall. So a fine play by Willie Davis, one out. And the batter, Jesus Alou. Alou has an 11-game hitting streak, and he also has a streak within the streak. He has an 8-game hitting streak where he has two hits in each game. Slices one up in the air, foul off first, Parker right there, and West makes the catch. Two down, and that'll bring up Jimmy Wynn, who hit his 31st home run of the year last night. 16 of them he has hit indoors. The Astros are certainly to be considered one of the contenders. However, they have one big problem. 15 of their last 21 games they play on the road, and they are not nearly the team on the road as they are here indoors. Pitch to Jim, a strike, 0-1. They have won 50 games at home. They've won only 25 on the road. Strike one pitch on the way. Good curve. Strike two. Wynn hitting .266. Osteen, both feet on the rubber, looks into Tommy Haller. Outfield very deep and around the left. Strike two pitch on the way. Fastball, got him on the inside corner, and that's that. So Jim Wynn looks at two curves and a fastball. Down he goes. The Astros in order. And at the end of one, Dodgers one, Astros nothing.
Motorists get the power you paid for and the purr that makes driving safer, more comfortable, more pleasurable. Get a Midas muffler. It's the only muffler with a proven guarantee. Ask any one of 10 million motorists from coast to coast, and they'll tell it to you straight. If a Midas muffler ever needs replacement, all you pay is a service charge. No ifs, ands, or buts. The replacement muffler is free. Your Midas dealer is a muffler specialist. He knows your car, and he has the correct muffler in stock, assuring you a fast, efficient installation. So make your next muffler a Midas. And ask about the Midas Brake Guarantee.
Midas Mufflers put care into power. Midas Mufflers got better for your car.
Midas Shops at 19th Avenue and Indian School, 2245 East McDowell and Scottsdale Road, just three blocks north of Osborne.
As we go to the second inning, the Dodgers leading 1-0 on back-to-back doubles by Wills and Moda. Here in the second inning, it'll be Bill Sudeikis, Tom Haller, and Ted Sizemore. Right-hander Don Wilson, who after being touched up for the run, came right back to strike out Parker and Crawford, as Sudeikis swing and missed the first pitch in the count 0-1. Bill Sudeikis, hitting .237, he has 14 home runs, 53 runs batted in. Wilson comes to him high, 1-1. We have the pitchers for the weekend series coming up with San Diego. Bill Singer has already gone home. 1-1 pitch. Sudeikis fouls it back. So tomorrow night, it'll be Bill Singer and Al Santorini. Saturday night, Jim Bunning and Joe Nitro. Sunday afternoon, Don Sutton and Clay Kirby. Which means Claude Osteen would pitch Monday night against Cincinnati. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, got him swinging. That's three in a row. So Don Wilson, who showed a great curveball pitching to Parker, comes back to just overpower an angry Bill Sudeikis. Here's Tommy Haller. Tom hitting .266. He has five home runs, 35 runs batted in. Wilson delivers high, ball one. Now Wilson comes back 1-0, and the pitch over for strike, 1-1. Wilson has started 32 games and completed 12, and his ERA is almost 4. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. Change outside, ball two, 2-1. One pitch on the way to Tommy Haller. Ground ball inside first, smothered by Menke from his knees, throws him out. Fine play by Dennis Menke. He speared a ball heading down the right field line, dropped to his knees, whirled around, and from a kneeling position, fed the ball to Wilson. Two out, and the batter is Ted Sizemore. Sizemore hitting .275. Three home runs, 41 runs batted in. Wilson delivers, curveball, it's popped in the air. Coming back for it is Edwards. He's got it. Dodgers gone in the second at the end of an inning and a half. Dodgers won, Astros nothing.
Look up for the finest when you travel the west. Look up to 76.
Look up.
Keep your eye on the number that's above all the rest. Look up to 76. It's the number for power that's defined in blue. Look up to 76. When you're looking for someone to look at. to you. Look up to 76.
Look up to 76 for the products and services to keep you on the go. And to make the going easier, there are 76 revolving credits. Good as gold at any 76 station.
Keep your eye on the number that's above all the rest. Look up to 76. When you're looking for someone to look at you, look up to 76.
Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Dodgers. Jerry, anything new on the scoreboard?
Vinny, they're playing in the fifth inning now at Philadelphia, and the Cubs and the Phillies are all tied at 1-1. Through three innings at Atlanta, no score, and through 2.5 innings at Cincinnati, no score. San Diego and Cincinnati. Pittsburgh leads St. Louis as we go to the bottom of the second.
All right, Jerry, Tommy Davis coming up for Houston. First time we've seen Tommy in a while. Tom Strong, right-hand batter, as you know. Davis at Seattle hitting .271, and in six games for Houston hitting .320, and Tommy takes a strike. We were visiting with him last night, and he was saying, wouldn't you know, as soon as I come back to the National League, my legs hurt. Osteen ready in the strike one pitch to Tom, away, fastball that ran off. Willie McCovey, it is 43rd home run of the year in the fourth inning for the Giants. So McCovey's one and Atlanta nothing in the fourth. Boy, what a year he's having. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way to Tommy Davis. Bouncer right back to Osteen. And Claude lobs, almost threw it away, one-handed by Parker. One away. Right-hand hitting third baseman Doug Rader coming up. Rader hitting .260, is 10 home runs, 77 runs batted in. Osteen into the windup, left-hander ready, and the fastball is low. Ball one, 1-0. This am a going-home game. The Dodgers will be at Dodger Stadium tomorrow night against San Diego, and we sure hope you'll be with us. Bill Singer and Al Santorini. Breaking ball is swung out and missed. 1-1. Osteen checking with Haller. Rader waiting. Outfield just about straight away. Davis slightly off the mark in left center, and Rader fouls it off. 1-2. Dodgers and Houston each trying to win number 76. The Giants leading the pack of 178. 1-2 to Doug Rader. Osteen into the windup. Claude delivers. Curveball hit foul off first, out of play. Good breaking ball. One and two. Osteen again ready to go back to work. Dennis Menke on deck. The pitch to Rader. Curveball low and inside. Doug started his swing and held up. 2-2. Final game of the year in Texas for the Dodgers. They've split the preceding eight with Houston. The Dodgers have an edge. They've won 9 of 14 overall. And, of course, they have the last three games of the year with Houston. 2-2 pitch on the way. Slow curve, grounded back a third to Sudeikis. Bill throws low, but Parker stays with it. Two out. Dennis Menke made the fine defensive play to take an extra base hit away from Tommy Haller coming up. Dodgers leading 1-0 in the first inning. Back-to-back doubles by Maury Wills and Manny Mota gave them the one. Osteen's pitch to Menke is high, ball one. Dennis had the key hit last night. He doubled home three in the first inning, and the Dodgers never recovered. Osteen into the windup, the 1-0 pitch to Dennis Menke in there for a strike, 1-1. Ed Sudol, the plate umpire, with Wire, Wendelstedt, and Burkhart working the bases. One and one. 16 back with a fastball low and a puff of dirt as Haller had to go down to get it. Two balls, one strike. Bottom of the sixth inning in Philadelphia, the Cubs tied with the Phils 1-1. The Mets won their game today 4-0. Boy, they're really putting the pressure on Leo's lads now. 2-1 pitch to Dennis Menke. In the dirt, ball three. 3-1. Now an exchange of baseball being made. Osteen with a new one. Tommy Haller flashing out signs behind the plate. Two out in the second inning. Dodgers one, Astros nothing. Osteen into the windup. And the 3-1 pitch, fastball, hit down to Will. Morey gloves it at the right knee, throws him out, and the Astros are gone. Six in a row retired by Claude. The end of two, Dodgers one, Astros nothing.
Well, I know you've heard it said many times lately, but the development of technology is really staggering, isn't it? We have air-conditioned dome stadiums, instant TV from anywhere on Earth, and even men on the moon. Boy, things are changing so fast, you wonder what's going to be left that's comfortably familiar. But we have a hunch that some of the really good old things, the simple, natural things that make life comfortable, will stay with us right into the 21st century. Take a good cold beer, for instance. There's no way they're going to find a substitute for that. And when it's brewed the slow, natural way with soft water, the way Bergy is, well, there's just nothing in the universe that could be more refreshing. Bergy's a comfortable kind of beer. Easy to drink, easy to stay with, glass after ice-cold glass. So when you get the feeling that the world is moving just a little too fast for you to keep up with, why not take time out? Open a cold, wet can of Bergy and think about the good things that don't change. Bergy's one of them. Easy-going, comfortable Bergy. It's a good thing to hang on to in this ever-loving, ever-changing world.
Right now, let's pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
You can charge your purchases and take many months to pay at WW Refrigeration, 6516 North Grand, Glendale, where you could use your Arizona Bank, Bank of America card.
KTAR, Phoenix.
To the third, 1-0 Dodgers, and for more play-by-play, here's Jerry Dockett.
All right, Vinny, and Claude Osteen, the batter. Claude, a good hitting pitcher stepping in against Don Wilson. The first pitch is up high with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Osteen batting 224, has 22 hits and 12 runs batted in with a homer. So Osteen now hitting left-handed, facing Wilson. The big right-hander delivers. Curveball grounded to first base, right over the glove of Menke, and in the right field. Down in the corner is Alou to cut it off and bring it back in, and so Osteen is on. It'll be a base hit. Right under Menke's glove. Dennis went down to scoop it up, and it was not there. So Osteen is on, opening the inning with a base hit, and Maury Wills will be the batter now. They're going to bring out a light windbreaker for Osteen. One on, nobody out. Ball game in the third. Don Wilson, 16 wins, 10 losses. Earned run average right at 4, 3.99. Wills coming up, doubled into right center field, took an extra base when Alou bobbled the ball in right. Morey wound up on third, then came in to score in a double by Mota into right field. Osteen on. We'll see if the Dodgers go for the bunt now in the ball game as they lead by one run, trying to get them one at a time against Osteen. Here's the look and the pitch to Morey. Not around a bunt, takes high. One ball, no strikes. At third, Rader was in on the edge of the carpet. Martinez at shortstop and Morgan at second base, moving around a little bit now. The outfield plays to the left against Morey, batting right, left-handed against the right-hander. Pitch on the way, a full swing and a miss. He went for a high hard one, 1-1. Wilson ranks high in strikeouts in the league. In 212 innings, he has struck out 227. So he has averaged more than one per nine innings, or one inning. Now the pitch on the way to Morey. Ground ball at third, knocked down by Rader. Up with it. He goes to second base from his knees. Back to first, not in time. A good play by Rader, who was drawn in and Wills trying to smash one by him. Rader knocked it down, and then from his knees through to second base in time to get Osteen. And the relay on to first base, not in time. So Wills has a base hit taken away by Rader at third base, and here's Manny Mota coming up. Manny singled to right his first, rather doubled to right his first time up and drove in the Dodger run. Here's Manny at bat now with Wills on at first base. Edwards behind the plate has a good arm. We'll see what Wilson can do about keeping Morey tied up tight at first. Morey has stolen 39. He's been caught 14 times. Here's the look now, the check, and the pitch on the way to Mota. He blocked the bunt, takes it high. Ball one. Raider was playing back, and Mota bluffed. And that brings Raider up to the edge of the carpet again. One on the count. Mota backs out, has a look at Ozark. On deck is Willie Davis. The ball game is in the third. The Dodgers got a first inning run, and now a throw to first base not in time. Wolves back easily. So the Dodgers trying to get another one or so against Wilson here in the third inning as Osteen opened up with a ground ball single to right. So again to first, and again Wills gets back. One ball and no strike. Don Wilson checking signs again. Throws again, and Wills again back head first. Claude Osteen trying to get number 19. He's been foiled twice going after 19. By the Mets and by San Diego. Pitches low. Throw the first is low. Not in time. And Wilson trying to work on Wills, and Mota waiting at the plate. 1-0 again, the look over. Morey dances off, and again a throw, and again he's back. This time with a hand. That was a good throw that time by Wilson. Right on the money as Wills slid back into the bag head first. 1-0 the count. Now again the stretch and the look, check of the runner. And the pitch on the way to Mota, taken for a strike. 1-2. Mota backing up, has a look. Wills again away from first base. We're in the third inning. And again a throw to first. So Wilson really figures that Morey might be going. One ball, one strike to Mota. Again, Wilson out of a stretch in the look over. Morey leans, trying to draw a throw, and does, and he's back. So Wilson working on Wills here in the third inning. Now the check of the runner, the look. And the pitch on the way to Mota comes high. Ball two. Two and one. Willie Davis on deck and Wes Parker to follow. All right, Mota waiting. And again, Wills off. And again a throw. This time he's back standing. Wilson's made six or eight throws over there now trying to get Morey. Two balls and a strike. And again a throw, and again Morey is back. Wilson keeps throwing, hoping to catch Morey running. But Morey is not. He's just off of there, then keeps diving back. He also will be trying to slow him down a little bit and wear him out. All right, Wilson working again. 2-1 out of a stretch. Here's the look. Check, and again he throws, and he saves. That time Menke was a little slow coming around with the glove. The ball was on the wrong side. Morey had a little bit more of a lead. But the throw was to the inside, away from the runner. One more throw. So Wilson really working on Wills. Morey moves off again, waiting in the plate. Manny Mota. Here's the look now, the check. And he throws again. Low. Scooped up by Menke. Now Mota, tired of waiting, walks out, goes back to the on-deck circle to get the cloth. Dries off the bat handle. So about seven or eight throws right here while Mota's at bat, trying to get Wills. 2-1 count. All right, Manny waits, Morey off first. Wilson again with a stretch, the pitch on the way to Mota. High, ball three. 1-3-1 now. One thing it is doing, Wilson is worrying about Wills, and his control has become a little bad to Mota. 3-1. Now he has to come in with one. Giants and Atlanta are tied at 1-1 in the fourth inning. Another throw to first base, and Morey is back. So Wilson working on Wills with Mota at the plate. Manny with a 3-1 count. We'll see if the Dodgers have a play now. There he goes. Pitches high and outside. Ball four. He walked him. So the presence of Wills at first base certainly helped Mota get a base on balls that time. Morey goes to second base. Mota is at first base. Willie Davis, the batter, grounded to shortstop his first time up. Willie batting 316. He has 9 home runs, 53 runs batted in, and we have left-hander Wade Blasingame throwing again in the bullpen for Houston. Willie Davis waiting. Now the stretch and the look and the check of the runners. The pitch on the way. Willie takes high, ball one. 1-0 the count. So Wilson now yielded a base hit and a walk in the inning. One out. And Rader made a good play to take a base hit away from Wills. Morey now standing near second with his back toward the pitcher's mound. Now turns and comes off again. Wilson bluffed the throw, and there's no one breaking to the bag at second base, so he held up. Willie Davis backs out. One ball, no strikes to Willie. Dodgers trying to come out of a hitting slump that has plagued them throughout this road trip. Here's the pitch on the way. Swung on a high fly ball into short right field. Alou coming up for it. He's there now under it waiting and makes the catch for the out. So Willie Davis out on a high fly to shallow right. Two down. The Dodgers have almost completely stopped hitting on this road trip. And it has certainly been reflected in the way they have scored runs, of course, and the results in the games they have played. Parker comes up now. West struck out his first time up. He's lost about 15 points or more on the road trip, down to 285. 13 home runs and 64 runs batted in. Wills on second, Moda on first with two out here in the third, and Parker now trying to keep it alive. Wilson ready. Here's the look, and he whirls again to throw, but there's no one at second base, so Wills just steps back to the bag. Parker up. They play West, slightly to the left now. Wynn is into left center field. He doesn't figure that Parker could pull against hard-throwing John Wilson. Here's a look in the pitch. Curve, strike call. Stroke into the knees, and it is 0-1. San Diego, Cincinnati, no score in the last half of the third. New York beat Montreal 4-0 today at New York. Chicago batting in the seventh, tied with Philadelphia, 1-1 at Philadelphia, and the Pirates lead St. Louis 1-0. Parker takes a curve in the dirt, gets away from Edwards. Wills going to third, he's in there. For a wild pitch, he got just a few feet away from Edwards, and Wills gambled and went to third, but Moda stayed on first. All right, runners on at first and third now for the Dodgers. Wilson pitching to Parker up high for a ball, 2-1. The Braves tied the game in Atlanta on Henry Aaron's 41st home run. Willie McCoveyt hit a home run in the top of the inning. So they're 1-1 going to the fifth. 2-1 pitch now to Wes Parker. In the dirt, knocked down by Edwards. A good save, ball three, 3-1. Willie Crawford on deck. McCovey's home run is his 43rd and Aaron's his 41st. So the two sluggers have each hit one out in Atlanta. All right, Parker waiting, 3-1. Moda on first base. Here's Wilson out of a stretch now. The look in the pitch to West. Swung on and bounced off his foot toward first base. Backhanded by Menke. Underhand to Wilson, covering in time for the out. So Parker bounces one wide of first base and is thrown out. Menke to Wilson to retire the side. No runs, one hit, and the Dodgers leave two and another chance. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, Dodgers one and the Astros nothing.
You know, if Farmer John were ever to fly a pennant over his place like they do over the stadium and the world champions, boy, no doubt its color would be a rosy pink. It would be in honor of his Farmer John's sausage. You see, the color of sausage tells a lot about its freshness. And Farmer John's sausage is as fresh as you can buy. It's made from fresh Eastern corn-fed pork, brought out here live, then U.S. inspected and dressed fresh right here in the West. So it's always rosy fresh, never gray like sausage shipped in frozen or cold storage. Farmer John's sausage has a tantalizing taste all its own, too. It's seasoned to an old-time Western recipe. So there's the genuine flavor of the West in every tender, juicy morsel. Farmer John's sausage makes the West's best breakfast and a mighty nice supper, too. Discover this for yourself one evening this week. Farmer John, fresh country sausage, gold medal winner at the California State Fair. easternmost in quality, and the westernmost in flavor.
So the last of the third, Marty Martinez coming on now for Houston. Marty batting 307. He's played in 63 games, 14 runs batted in, no homers. Osteen has retired six in a row, ready to go to work now to Martinez here in the third. The Dodgers lead 1-0 and missed a chance to get some more. There's a liner right at second. Sizemore catches it without leaving the ground. He started to jump but saw the ball sinking to him, reached above his head to catch it. So Martinez out on the liner right to Sizemore, and that brings up Johnny Edwards, the catcher. Wilson on deck. The Astros in the last three games have scored 9 runs in the two, and then 8 last night for 26 runs in three games. But a week or two ago, they were having trouble making runs when they were playing Pittsburgh against St. Louis. But when they got back home, they started scoring again. Here's the windup in the pitch. Up in for a strike. 0-1. Johnny Edwards, left-hand hitter, batting 240. 5 homers and 46 runs batted in. 1-0 Dodgers. Osteen delivers. Fastball, strike 2. Caught the outside part of the plate. Nothing in 2. Ward has struck out 1. Wilson has struck out 3. The ball game in the last half of the third inning. Here's the windup again, and the pitch on the way. Curve fouled off third and into the stands down behind the Dodger dugout, carrying way back in now. And one man juggled it twice, dropped it, and lost his any chance to recover. 0-2 is the count. One out. Edwards at bat, Wilson due next. Dodgers are running 3 hits. The Astros, nothing. Pitch just missed outside. Ball 1. 1-2. The Dodgers fly home tonight, hoping the airport is not fogged in so they can land at International. Pitch is low and the dirt bounces away and it's ball 2. 2-2 is the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Third inning. Once again, Osteen checking. Into the windup and the pitch, curveball that swung on and missed strike 3. Edwards strikes out, the second strikeout by Claude. And here's Don Wilson, the pitcher, coming up. Don is a hitter, 103, has 8 hits, 5 runs batted in. So Don Wilson, the pitcher, into the batter's box now here in the third inning. The Dodgers come home for a big stand, 3 with San Diego, 3 with Cincinnati, and 2 with Atlanta. Curve is inside for a ball. The Reds have 10 home games and 13 road games to play before tonight. The Giants have 13 at home and will have 6 on the road after tonight. The grounder foul off to the left, hits the screen and bounces out in front of Sudeikis. The Dodgers after tonight will have 14 home games and 7 road games, 4 in Cincinnati and 3 in San Francisco. The Reds scored 4 on San Diego in the third and lead them now 4-0. They drove out Tommy Sisk. There's a swing and a miss. And Wilson now with a count of 1-2 waiting up there. So the Giants and Atlanta are all tied up. The Reds are winning from San Diego comfortably now, 4-0. A swing and a miss, strike 3. Struck him out to retire the side. So in the third, 3 up and 3 down. Osteen has retired 9 in a row, and the score at the end of 3 innings to play. The Dodgers 1 and the Astros nothing.
Camp West Industries, located at 2802 Grand Avenue in Phoenix, is camper headquarters in the Valley. It's the home of Tramper Camper, the quality-built camper that offers more for your camper dollar. And the beautiful Travette, the Cadillac of campers. Camp West features many accessories for your camper. In fact, everything that goes in, on, or around a camper. If the call of the desert, a rushing stream, tall pines, and the outdoors is your pleasure, a camper is the answer. Build your own. Camp West Industries has everything you need to do just that. But whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer the ready-made type for quality campers and camper accessories, the place to see is Camp West at 2802 Grand Avenue. Easy to get to.
just north of Thomas Road and a block west of Black Canyon Freeway on Grand Avenue. Camp West is open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday till 9, Saturday till 5. So before you buy your camper, see Camp West, your volume camper dealer. For quality, price, and service, that's Camp West Industries, 2802 Grand Avenue in Phoenix.
All right, let's move along into the fourth inning of the ball game with Crawford, Sudeikis, and Haller coming up now. Don Wilson warming up. Dodgers lead 1-0. Let's go back to the play, and here's Vinny.
All right, Jerry, in the fourth, 1-0 Dodgers with Willie Crawford, Bill Sudeikis, and Tommy Haller in that order. By the way, we want to send along our best wishes to the men and women of our armed forces, wherever they might be, as our broadcast is being sent to them around the world through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Television Network. Crawford hooks one deep to right field, and it goes foul by about 7 feet upstairs and right. So Willie gave it a ride, but pulled it foul, 0-1. On the message board, they flash gulp. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way. High, ball two. 2-1. Dodgers leading 1-0 in the fourth. Wilson's 2-1 pitch to Willie Crawford is swung on and missed, strike two. Two and two. A run, three hits for the Dodgers. No runs, no hits for the Astros through three innings. The pitch to Crawford on the hands and foul back. And the count, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Now the pitch to Crawford, way inside at his feet, and it goes to the backstop. Ball three. So Wilson moving Willie around a little, and he's gone all the way. One nothing Dodgers, fourth inning. Dodgers and the San Diego Padres tomorrow night. 3-2 pitch on the way. Crawford takes high, ball four. Second walk given up by Don Wilson, and the batter will be Bill Sudeikis, who has a long look at Danny Ozark before coming up to the plate. Sudeikis struck out in the second inning. Bill hitting 237. Dennis Menke holding the bag on Crawford as Willie takes his lead. Wilson has a quick look over his left shoulder to see where Crawford is, and now concentrating on Sudeikis. Wilson at the belt, right-hander ready and delivers. Sudeikis takes very high, ball one. Now Johnny Edwards walks the ball out in front of the plate and hollers to Wilson and nods. He nods his head yes and slowly goes back up on top. One ball, no strike. Crawford, short lead at first. Wilson ready. 1-0 pitch on the way. Sudeikis fakes the bunt, takes a strike instead. In the count, 1-1. Hope you'll be with us over the weekend. The Dodgers and the Padres at Dodger Stadium, Friday night, Saturday night, ladies' night, and Sunday afternoon. Cincinnati Monday night, and a twilight night doubleheader on Tuesday. And then the Braves Wednesday and Thursday evening. 1-1 pitch. Sudeikis checks and it's high. Ball two. 2-1. Wilson appears to be wilder with his fastball than he is with the breaking ball. He's thrown a couple of very good curves. 2-1. Now Don ready. Looks at Crawford, the pitch to Sudeikis, foul back out of play, and the count's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to Bill Sudeikis. Tom Haller on deck. The only Dodger run, the only run of the ball game, came in the first inning on back-to-back doubles by Maury Wills and Manny Mota. Wilson delivers, Sudeikis swings, fouls it away, off to the left upstairs. But still two balls, two strikes to Bill. Colton trying to get some kind of an attack tonight. And he said, well, one thing, I have an interesting lineup. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Sudeikis. Swung on and fouled on his foot. He goes on his back at home plate, and the bat goes beyond Dennis Menke. And Sudeikis is on his back. And I don't know whether that ball struck his foot or if his spikes got caught now. So Sudeikis in pain. Tommy Haller lifting his right foot off the ground. Trainer Bill Buehler and Danny Ozark come over. And Sudeikis very slowly getting up. Well, now that he's up, apparently it was the foul ball that struck him on the foot. Well, he rolled over on his back. And for a moment there, we thought perhaps the spikes had caught. Walter Alston over to talk to him. So Bill's shaken up and hobbling, trying to walk it off. So Sudeikis hit by his own foul, and the count remains 2-2. Now he goes after his bat, so evidently he's going to give it a try, but he can't quite reach the bat boy. He has to stop again. Now Bill gets the bat, and he'll come back up to the plate. Boy, that thing really knocked him sprawling. 2-2, the count to Bill Sudeikis, and the crowd gives him a hand. And he'll be back up here in a moment. Just to conclude the thought about Walter Alston saying, I have an interesting lineup, and then he pointed. And the lineup card, he had taped to the dugout wall upside down. He's trying everything he can to get a run or two. In fact, a run or three. The most runs the Dodgers have scored in the last 7 games, 2 in any one game. So the Dodger lineup card is upside down, and the Wild West goes another day. Willie Crawford at first base, a lob throw by Wilson over there. 2-2 to Bill Sudeikis. Now Wilson ready, and Sudeikis backs out. Wilson looks at Crawford, still checking. The pitch to Sudeikis, swung on, and foul kicked away. Two and two to Bill. We're in the fourth inning. Dodgers leading 1-0. Osteen is not allowed to hit through 3 innings. He has struck out 3. Only one ball hit hard by the Astros, that right at Sizemore. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Sudeikis. High, ball 3. So it's been a struggle for Wilson. He has walked a couple, committed a wild pitch, gave up back-to-back doubles for a run in the first inning. Crawford inching off the bag. We'll see what he does. 3-2. He goes, and the pitch is a line drive off Wilson's glove. Martinez picks it up and throws him out. Fine play by Marty Martinez. Sudeikis hit a shot up the middle, and Wilson flagged it and slowed it down. So it's 1-6-3. Crawford taking second base, and with one out, Tom Haller approaching the plate. Haller was robbed of an extra base hit by Dennis Menke in the second inning. 0-1. Wilson's curve is swung on and missed. 0-1. Cincinnati leading San Diego 4-0 in the bottom of the 4th. Giants and Atlanta 1-1 in the top of the 6th. Cubs 2, Philadelphia 1 in the bottom of the 8th. The Mets won this afternoon 4-0. Pitch in the dirt. Blocked nicely by Johnny Edwards. Holding at second, Willie Crawford, and the count 1-1. Wilson back to work. Haller waiting. Ted Sizemore on deck. Don up on top and at the belt. Looks back at Crawford. 1-1. 1-1 pitch to Haller. In there. Strike 2. 1-2. Now Wilson again, a check of Crawford with Martinez back of him. Haller hits a drive down the left field line, slicing foul and out of play. The Cubs, we told you, scored a run to take a 2-1 lead in the eighth. That run came on Ernie Banks' 22nd home run of the year. The Cubs have to win to just keep pace with the Mets now. Cubs also trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. The 1-2 pitch to Tommy Haller. Hit on the fist and fouled away into the crowd back of the Dodger dugout. Fine catch by a fella down there, and he gets a round of applause. 1-2. Willie Crawford at second base, one out. 1-0 Dodgers in the fourth, and Haller takes high, ball two. 2-2. The Padres, the Reds, and the Braves all coming into Dodger Stadium between now and next Wednesday, and we sure hope you make your plans. Braves will conclude on Thursday. Pickoff throw to Martinez, but Crawford just did get back underneath the tag. So Marty Martinez playing shortstop tonight, tried to duck in back and get Crawford. 2-2, the count to Tommy Haller. Next one fouled away. Cincinnati came up with two more runs in the fourth inning, so they're now leading San Diego 6-0, and the Padres come up in the fifth. Haller backs out, now Tommy at the plate. 2-2 the count. Don Wilson through a stretch. Looks at Crawford. Works Haller. Ground ball back to Wilson, and they got Crawford hung up. Don running at the runner, making him commit himself. Throws to Rader, who is running him back to Martinez, who drops the ball, recovers, and throws to Edwards, who tags him out. Meanwhile, Haller goes to second. So 1-5-6-2 with Johnny Edwards making the tag at third base. Haller on the fielder's choice winds up at second base. So two down, and Ted Sizemore, the batter. So Haller hit the ball sharply back at Wilson. Don made a nice play. He has made two good plays in this inning, or he'd have been scored upon. The ball that Sudeikis hit would have gone up the middle, but he slowed it down, and Martinez turned it into an out. Now he makes a good play to get Crawford. Sizemore trying to pick up Haller. The pitch to Teddy in the dirt. Blocked by Johnny Edwards. Ball one. One nothing Dodgers. We're in the fourth inning. A run, three hits for the Dodgers. No runs, no hits, and an error for the Astros. Breaking ball in the dirt. Boy, Johnny Edwards, a big guy, 6'3", but he has spent most of the night on his knees behind the plate, doing the Toulouse-Lautrec stomp, trying to stay with Don Wilson's breaking ball. Here's a 2-0 pitch on the way. In the dirt, backhanded by Johnny Edwards at ball three. 3-0. Now the 3-0 pitch on the way. Punch to the right side. Over to get it is Morgan. Joe throws him out. No run. Man left. At the end of 3.5 innings, Dodgers 1, Astros nothing.
Hey, Mickey Rooney, who do you look up to when...
Look up to? I look up to everybody.
No. I mean, who do you look up to when you're looking for a motor oil that's made for your high-powered cars?
That's entirely different. You see, in that case, I look up to 76. You see, they got this new Union Super Motor Oil. It sort of looks down its nose at engine trouble, and it keeps all my cars running like tops.
When you're looking for someone to look at you, look up to 76. For a product and service that
you want to look up to 76.
Union Super Motor Oil is new, made for today's cars, the ones that run hotter and harder than ever. Yesterday's motor oils aren't making it, so Union Super is tougher than it has to be.
For a minute there, I thought you were trying to make trouble.
When you're looking for someone to look after you, look up to 76.
Dodgers leading 1-0. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
Taking care of your car is the prime concern of the trained technicians at Myers Shell Service, 3201 West Campbell, Phoenix, where you can use your Arizona Bank, Bank AmeriCard.
KTAR, Phoenix.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at the Dome, 1-0 in favor of the Dodgers. Claude Osteen has retired 9 in a row. There have been 2 hard outs, 1 a leaping catch by Willie Davis in right center field on Joe Morgan, who is at the plate right now. The other was a line drive hit by Marty Martinez at Ted Sizemore. So Osteen leading 1-0, going to work in the bottom of the fourth. Osteen into the windup, Claude ready and delivers, and a half swing foul by Morgan back onto the screen. The count 0-1. The Astro fans begin some hand clapping now to try and shake loose a run. Strike one pitch to Morgan. High and inside. 1-1. One and one to Joe. Osteen's 1-1 pitch. Outside, 2. 2-1. Dodger run came in the first inning on doubles by Wills and Mota. Claude checking with Tom Hallett. Now there's 2-1 pitch to Morgan. High to the backstop. 3. So Tommy Haller walking a new ball out to the mound, Osteen. Claude has struck out 3. Now Haller, after reaching the mound, hands Claude the ball and turns and walks all the way back again. 3-1, the count of Joe Morgan, opening up matters in the fourth inning. Three-one pitch, fastball outside, 4-4. So a walk to little Joe brings up Jesus Sellers. Alou with an 11-game hitting streak, fouled out to Wes Parker in the first inning. Roberto Pena has just hit a 2-run home run for San Diego in the fifth inning. Now Cincinnati 6, San Diego 2. Morgan, getting that walk, has now walked 100 times as he stands at first. The pitch to Alou fouled away into the crowd over the Dodger dugout. 0-1. We told you that the Cubs were leading Philadelphia 2-1 on Ernie Banks' 22nd home run of the year. Richie Allen has just hit his 30th with a man aboard. And the Phillies are leading the Cubs 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Cubs have lost 7 in a row, and the Phillies are trying to push him over the edge. Time call for a moment. Joe Morgan wanted to get Alou's attention and told Alou to double-check Salty Parker coaching at third. 0-1 the count to Jesus. Osteen at the belt. Checks Morgan. Pitch to Alou. Over the mound. Hit over second base. It's a center field. And Morgan is going to third. And he'll make it without a play. Joint is jumping in Houston as Alou breaks the spell, collecting the first Astro hit. Houston now with runners at first and third, nobody out, and the big boys coming up. Wynn, Davis, and Raiders. Jimmy Wynn struck out on three pitches in the first inning without moving his bat. He looked at two curves and a fastball. We'll see what happens now. Morgan down the line from third. Now Lou away from first. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Dodgers. Osteen at the belt. Fast one swung on and missed. 4-1. So Osteen had retired 9 in a row, then walked Morgan on a 3-1 pitch. And the base hit by Alou follows. And the Astros are in business. Jimmy Wynn, waiting at the plate. Strike one pitch to Wynn. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Strike two. For Alou, that base hit up the middle, not only the first Astro hit, it also extends the streak to 12 in a row. 0-2 to Jim Wynn. Osteen to a stretch. Strike two pitch on the way. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ball one. 1-2. Harry Walker cupping his hands to his mouth. Doing a little cheerleading, trying to encourage Jimmy Wynn. The Phillies added another besides the two-run home run of Richie Allen. They're leading the Cubs 4-2 at the end of eight. Cubs will be two games out if they lose tonight. Pitch to Jim Wynn. Breaking ball up. Ball two. Two and two to Jim Wynn, and Osteen has to make a very big pitch now. Alou held on by Parker. Joe Morgan walking down the line from third. Nobody out. Osteen to a stretch. Checks the runners. The pitch to Wynn. Breaking ball low. Ball three. Haller and Osteen and all of the Dodgers claiming that he swung. Trudeau checks with Wire, who says he swung, and Wynn is struck out. And now Wynn will argue with Wire. So the Dodgers win a battle there as Wynn tried to hold up and couldn't do it. One away. Now, Sudeikis and Wills come over to talk to Osteen. Tommy Davis will be the batter. So Osteen strikes out Wynn with low breaking balls, and Jimmy chased them and now is in the dugout, following at Lee Wire, the first base umpire, who called him out. Here's Tommy Davis. Tommy hit back to Osteen in the second inning. He has a long look at Charlie Parker. Mel McGahey coaching at first for Harry Walker. Dodgers one, Astros nothing. Bottom of the fourth. Tommy Davis the batter, Doug Rader on deck. Osteen nods yes, broad at the belt. A pitch to Tom Davis. Fastball, left foul. Boy, did he get that thing into the left field corner. Same old Tommy Davis. He'll be able to hit line drives Christmas morning when he's 50. His big problem has been, is now, and will always be his legs. 0-1. Tom almost took Joe Morgan's head off with that shot as Little Joe comes down the line from third. Alou at first, one away. 1-0 Dodgers. And now Tommy Davis backs out. Tom, another check at Salty Parker as he goes over to talk to Joe Morgan. Tom waiting, wiggling the end of that bat, little circles back of his right ear. Strike one pitch to Osteen. Fastball low. 1-1. Osteen again up on top. Checks his runners. 1-1 pitch to Davis. Slow curve, low. Ball two. That's the kind of pitch that was giving Jim Wynn a bad time. Tom Davis waiting. Two balls, one strike. Osteen set at the belt. Checks the runners. The pitch to Tommy. Fastball hit foul outside of first. That was the running fastball that was so difficult to pull. Tommy hit it off the end of the bat. 2-2. Here in the inning, Joe Morgan opened up with a walk. Jesus Alou collected the Astros' first and only hit when he singled up the middle, Morgan taking third. Big out, Osteen struck out Wynn. And here's Tommy Davis, 2-2. Claude straddling the rubber. Now left foot on, and he looked in to get a sign from Tommy Haller. Osteen ready in the 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled outside of third and down the line. To Osteen, not so much mixing up pitches, staying primarily with the fastball, but in and outing Tommy, trying to jam him that time. Did a pretty good job of it. 2-2. Osteen, ready again, checks the runners. With one out, the pitch to Tom Davis. Curveball got him swinging, and it was a low curve. He hadn't thrown a strike to either Wynn or Davis, and he has struck both of them out. Tommy chasing the breaking ball, and here is Doug Rader. Five strikeouts for Claude Osteen. The identical pitch that got Wynn delivered to Davis. Atlanta got a run in the sixth inning, so they're leading the Giants now. 2-1 at the end of six in Georgia. Osteen delivers. Raiders takes low. Ball one. Willie Smith has just hit a home run for the Cubs. They're still trailing. It's now 4-3 Philadelphia, with the Cubs still hitting in the ninth. One and oh. Now, Lou at first, Morgan at third, two out, 1-0 Dodgers in the fourth inning. Osteen's 1-0 pitch to Rader. Fastball swung on and missed. 1-1. So Osteen now has this crowd talking to itself. Quite a bit of pitching, runners at first and third, and nobody out, striking out Jimmy Wynn and Tommy Davis. 1-1 to Doug Rader. Dennis Menke on deck. Osteen's 1-1 pitch. Fastball over. Strike two. And Alou has gone to second base. Throw to Wills that got him hung up, and he tags him out. And they're out of the inning. Alou trying to make a late steal. And it's a 1-6 play, a 2-6 play from Haller down to the shortstop Wills. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of four, 1-0 Dodgers.
Well, maybe it's because I'm so forgetful, but I've always admired people who have a good memory. You know, the ones who always remember appointments, always remember anniversaries, and most important, always remember to bring home the Bergie. Of course, a beer that's as refreshing as Bergie is mighty hard to forget. That's because Bergie is soft water brewed to give it a light, refreshing taste that goes down cool and comfortable. Comfortable, that's the key word. It'll remind you of Bergie every time.
A bike pad, so comfortable, just right for a comfortable beer. The right pad for Bergie, it's a comfortable kind of beer.
through four innings, the Dodgers leading the Astros 1-0. In the fifth inning, Claude Osteen, who did such a great job of getting out of the inning, and Jesus Alou, who surprised everybody with a late attempt to steal second. Now Osteen will start it off. Osteen, Wills, and Mota. A gentleman called in and asked the question as to how we know that our broadcast is being carried on American Forces radio and television, and it's rather simple. Washington, D.C. informs us before we go on the air. Pitch to Claude Osteen, high and inside, ball one. And when you are informed by Washington, D.C., that's it. 1-0 pitch to Claude. Swung on and missed, 1-1. Maury Wills on deck, then Manny Mota. The only run of the game, Wills and Mota doubled back-to-back in the first inning. Osteen, after a slow curve, didn't get it, and the count 1-2. Now Wilson comes right back to Claude. Another slow curve got him playing. 4 strikeouts for Don Wilson. 1 away in the fifth inning, and here is Maury Wills. Doubled the center, scored a run, and was aboard on a force out in the third. Wilson into the windup. Don delivers, and the breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. Wilson comes right back, 0-1, and it's in the dirt, and strikes plate umpire Sudol on the left foot. 1-1. Dodgers 1 run, 3 hits. Houston, no runs, 1 hit, and 1 error. We're in the fifth. Don Wilson's 1-1 pitch to Maury. In the dirt to the backstop, ball 2. Boy, has he been bouncing them tonight. 2-1. Wilson's next pitch is high, just to change matters, ball 3. 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch on the way. Over, strike 2. 3-2. Grant Jackson has relief started Jerry Johnson in the ninth inning, so the Cubs are trying to come back. Wills lines one to left center. Base hit. Over to get it, Jimmy Wynn. Maury makes a turn and holds on with his second hit. So Wills, 2-for-3 as he stands at first base, and the batter, Manny Mota. Manny Mota doubled the right field to drive in Wills. And last time up walks, he's 1-for-1. Doug Rader is up inside the bag at third. A throw to first, Wills diving back to the bag. Wilson doing what most pitchers in the league believe very much in doing, keeping Wills tied up and also hoping to tire him out, making him go back to the bag countless number of times. He bluffs going, and the pitch high, ball 1. Maury, as he stands at first base, has stolen 23 in 31 attempts since he's been with the Dodgers. Overall, he has stolen 39 out of 53. Wilson watching him, and drives him back, and the throw actually hits him on the right leg. So Wills, getting up, brushing himself off. Don Wilson, using him as a target there as Maury takes his lead again. 1-0, the count to Mota. He does not go. Mota takes a strike. 1-1. 1 run, 4 hits for the leading Dodgers. No runs, 1 hit, and an error for the Astros. Another throw. This time, Wills goes back standing up. Now, the 1-1 pitch to Manny Mota. Wilson at the belt, checking, still looking, still looking. There he goes, and the pitch fouled away. So the Dodgers playing hit and run with Mota, and the count 1-2. Willie Davis on deck. Mota, as he stands at the plate, hitting 326. Wilson delivers. Slow curve, a one hopper to Martinez. He goes to Morgan, and he goes to Minkie for the double play. .643 double play. No runs a hit, nobody left. And at the end of 4.5 innings, Dodgers won, Astros nothing.
Friends, part of the business of Big League Baseball are the road trips. And road trips happen to be an important part of Farmer John's pork business, too. He does his tripping to where the pork is best, to the famous corn country back east. That's where he gets Eastern corn-fed pork, the finest. Then he brings it out here live, and it's U.S. inspected and dressed fresh right here in the West. Most other packers ship their pork in frozen or cold storage. So Farmer John pork is as fresh as you can buy. Remember this the next time you buy pork at your market, and make the next time soon. Get yourself a lean, luscious Farmer John pork roast. Or how about this? Some sweet, succulent Farmer John pork chops. Or maybe a few pounds of marvelous, meaty Farmer John spare ribs. Just be sure to ask the butcher for Farmer John pork, and then you'll know it's strictly fresh. Farmer John, fresh pork. Gold medal winner at the California State Fair. Put it on your shopping list. Good idea to do it right now.
As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 Dodgers. A reminder, one of the biggest groups headed for Dodger Stadium this year are baseball fans associated with the California Credit Union League. Several thousand of their members will be on hand when the Dodgers open that big three-game series with the Giants on the 26th. So contact your credit union for tickets. Doug Rader at the plate takes a strike. Looked like Osteen screwball that time, 0-1. Rader was up there when Alou suddenly tried to steal second base and was out to end the inning. Strike one pitch to Rader. Slow curve and a big chopper to third. Sudeikis juggles, stays with it, throws him out. Here's Dennis Menke playing first base tonight, 0-1. Menke having a big year with the bat, hitting .282, and he has 88 runs batted in. Osteen into the windup, and the pitch to Menke is slow curve low, ball one, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch on the way. Menke takes high and outside, ball two. 2-0 to Dennis. Osteen into his windup. Now the 2-0 pitch to Menke is a fastball for a strike. 2-1. After Menke, Marty Martinez. Osteen has allowed one hit so far, single by Jesus Alou. Menke hits a two-hopper down to Sizemore. Ted on his right knee to stay with it, throws him out. So two down in the fifth inning, and Martinez coming up. Marty playing shortstop tonight, lined out to Sizemore in his only trip. So Martinez 0-1, waiting at the plate. Two down in the fifth. 1-0 Dodgers. Osteen has allowed one hit. He has walked one. Struck out five. Pitch to Martinez. popped in the air back at first base. Sizemore goes out. Crawford comes in, and Willie has the easier play and makes the catch. The Astros go quickly at the end of five. Dodgers one, Astros nothing.
Once again, fans, it's time to dip in the old mailbag and see what questions you've sent in for Nancy Dawson of She She Sports Magazine. Mrs. Phyllis Andelin of Mill Valley writes, "My six-year-old son keeps losing things. Last week he was playing ball and lost his glove for the third time. What shall I do?"
Well, I suggest that you pin the glove to his sleeve. That way he won't lose it.
Well, the kind of glove she's talking about, you can't pin to your sleeve.
Oh, I wouldn't want to. I never lose my gloves.
But she's talking about his baseball glove. Baseball gloves are very important to little boys, especially when they're lost.
When little boys are lost, everything is important. That's why you should teach a child his phone number as soon as he's old enough to learn it. If a child knows his phone number, he's never really lost.
But, Nancy, the little boy isn't lost.
And this is the best time to teach him his phone number. You can't very well teach him while he's lost.
Now I'm the one who's lost. Thank you, Nancy Dawson of She She Sports.
Right now, let's pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network. Willie Davis will start it off. In the sixth inning, he'll be followed by Wes Parker and Willie Crawford. Dodgers leading 1-0. Got the run in the first. Doubles by Wills and Mota, and so far Osteen has made it stand up. Wilson's change is looped over Morgan's head, and that'll drop for a base hit. Up to get it is Alou. Willie a big turn and holds on with a single to right. Hit number five for the Dodgers, and the batter will be Wes Parker. Wes Parker switches to batting left-handed. Parker struggling a bit with the bat. 0 for 2 tonight, hitting .284. Wilson checks, delivers. Wes bunts up along the first baseline foul after it struck him on the foot. Count 0-1.
Tonight's attendance figure for the official play is 19,822.
State attendance, 19,822. So the Astros have drawn over 1,000,003. Almost 1,000,004. 1,037. Here's the strike. One pitch, and it was all the way to the backstop. Boy, has he been missing home plate. So on the wild pitch, Willie Davis walks to second base, and the count to Parker, one ball and one strike. Wilson has bounced at least a half a dozen pitches. That's his second wild pitch, and he's been saved several times by Johnny Edwards. He has also thrown several pitches to the back of the screen when the base is empty. Now we'll see if the Dodgers have Parker bunting to get Davis to third. Wade Blasingame and Jack Billingham go down to the Astro bullpen to get ready. Doug Rader is up, and so is Menke at first, looking for the bunt. 1-1 to count to Wes Parker. Wilson ready and delivers, and the pitch is high. Ball two. 2-1. One nothing Dodgers in the sixth inning. Willie Davis at second base. Parker trying to move him over to third. Pitch to West. He takes a look, and it'll cost him a strike. 2-2. So the bunt has been taken off. 2-2. Wilson ready, comes back to the plate, and a curve in the dirt. Another nice save by Johnny Edwards. He's been all over the place, behind the plate. Wilson set at the belt. 3-2 pitch on the way. Parker takes 4-4. Two on, nobody out. Willie Crawford's coming up. And Crawford is called back. Walter Alston wants to talk to him. Johnny Edwards used the time to go out and talk to his pitcher. Willie Crawford struck out and walked. Final score out of Philadelphia, the Phillies 4 and the Cubs 3. And the Chicago Cubs are trailing the New York Mets by 2 games. What an amazing story going on over there in the National League East. Astros looking for the bunt with Crawford. Wilson turns and bluffs the throw to second base to drive Davis back. So the Dodgers with a lot of speed right now. Davis at second, Parker at first, Crawford at the plate. 1-0 Dodgers trying to get a spread here in the sixth. Rader inching in a little bit more from third. Crawford keeps moving the bat back and forth. He's around to bunt and does. Wilson has it. Wells throws and goes wide. And Martinez unable to hold on to it. A better throw would have given him a fourth play. We'll wait for the scorer's decision. Martinez trying to handle a bad throw while on the dead run. So the bases are loaded with nobody out. For Willie Davis, they field his choice. And we're waiting for further word from the press box. So Don Wilson gets an error, a bad throw when he had his fourth play at third. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Bill Sudeikis the batter. Davis, Parker, and Crawford all out on the line. Sudeikis, Haller, and Sizemore coming up. The infield is up. Sudeikis struck out and grounded out. 1-0 Dodgers trying to get some more here in the sixth. Wilson turns on the rubber. The right-handed delivers, and there's a ground ball to Menke. He goes to Edwards for one, and that's all they get. So they get a fourth play at the plate, 3-2. Bases remain loaded, one out, and Tom Haller the batter. Tommy Haller grounded out on a fine play by Dennis Menke and was aboard on a fielder's choice. He hit the ball back to Don Wilson, and they got Willie Crawford in a rundown. One out. Runners remain at first, second, and third, and here's Tommy Haller. Parker down the line from third, Crawford away from second, Sudeikis from first, Menke up in front of him. Wilson ready in the pitch to Haller. High, ball one. Dodgers leading 1-0, trying to break it open and chase Wilson. Ted Sizemore on deck. The 1-0 pitch to Haller. Slow curve in the dirt, ball two. For a guy who's allowed only one run, it has sure been a struggle for Wilson tonight. Two and oh to Tom Haller. The infield is now back to double play depth. Wilson ready in the 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 2-1. Davis opened up with a single and with wild pitch to second. Parker walked. Crawford punted, and they had to play at third, but Wilson erred. The pitch to Haller is low, ball three. Sudeikis has just hit into a force play by way of the plate. But now Wilson is one pitch away from forcing over a run. 3-1 to Tommy Haller. Wilson ready in the 3-1 pitch. Fastball is hit to Menke. He goes to Edwards. He goes back to Menke. Double play. So the Dodgers blow a big chance to get rid of Wilson. They had the bases loaded and nobody out, and they come up empty. Two ground balls to Menke. The first time just a force of the plate, and this time the double play 3-2-3. No runs, one hit, an error, two left. And at the end of 5.5, Dodgers one, Astros nothing.
In 1964, Magnavox invented and introduced automatic fine-tuning, which eliminated bothersome and critical pitcher fine-tuning. Now, in 1969, Magnavox does it again. Magnavox now brings you another revolutionary achievement and solves the problem of annoying variations in color TV. We call it TAC, Total Automatic Color. TAC makes tuning of color TV so simple, a child can tune it perfectly. No green or purple faces, no variations in color intensity, no critical picture fine tuning, no color adjustments to make. Just set it once and forget it. Enjoy uniform color and picture from program to program, from channel to channel. And with Magnavox, choose from superb fine furniture cabinetry. See the complete line of Magnavox color TVs with total automatic color at Christown TV in the Christown Shopping Center, 19th Avenue and West Bethany Home Road.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at the Dome. Dodgers one, Astros nothing. Johnny Edwards, who had 2 foot outs at the plate, will lead it off. Then Don Wilson and Joe Morgan. Time called, a ball loose and retrieved by the ball boy down in the left field corner. One run, five hits for the Dodgers. No runs, one hit, two errors for the Astros. Osteen ready in the pitch to Johnny Edwards. Fastball is hit off the plate. A chopper to Osteen on the first base foul line. And is thrown to first just in time. One away. Don Wilson, a pretty good hitter coming up. Wilson really extricated himself from quite a jam there in the sixth inning. So the Dodgers had the bases loaded and nobody out and failed to score. The Astros had runners at first and third and nobody out and failed to score. Wilson takes the curveball for a strike. And the Dodgers continue to hold on to a slim 1-0 lead. Atlanta leading the Giants 3-2 in the eighth. Cincinnati leading San Diego 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Strike one pitch. Wilson, after a curve, didn't get it. 0-2. Jim Boughton, who pitched against the Dodgers in the 1963 World Series as a Yankee, now in the Houston bullpen. Ground ball to Wills in the hole. Morey up with it, throws out Wilson for the second out of the inning. Well, McCovey has done it again. What a year. What a year he's having. In fact, the Giants couldn't possibly be anywhere in the race without McCovey. He's been a one-man gang. And Willie has just tied up that game with Atlanta, 3-3 in the eighth, hitting his 44th home run. Here's Joe Morgan. Morgan robbed of an extra base hit on a leaping catch by Willie Davis in the first inning. Joe walked in the fourth inning. That was the 100th walk he's received this year. Morgan takes 5-1. One and all to the little left-hand hitting second baseman. Fastball is hit foul off third, down the line and out of play as it slices back in amongst the customers. 19,822 on hand tonight. One and one to Morgan. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Joe. Breaking ball outside, ball two. 2-1. When the Astros had their big threat, they had runners at first and third and nobody out, and they had Jim Wynn and Tommy Davis coming up, and Osteen proceeded to strike them both out. Two-one pitch. Swung on and missed. 2-2. Morgan, who has a lot of stock, and particularly when you realize that he is not a big man, he has 14 home runs. 2-2 to Joe. Osteen into the windup and delivers. Fastball and banged in the center field. Base hit. So Joe Morgan singles to center, and here is Jesus Alou. That is hit number two off the Astros. Alou has the other hit. Jesus Alou has hit in 12 straight games. He's one for two tonight. Right-hand hitting right fielder. Jim Wynn to follow. Two outs. Sixth inning, 1-0 Dodgers. A throw to first. Morgan breaks. Parker throws to Wills. They get him sliding, and that does it. The Astros run out of another inning. So Morgan is out. 1-3-6. Osteen, Parker, Wills. No runs, one hit, nobody left, and at the end of six. Dodgers one. Astros nothing.
Well, strong is certainly when some fan is sitting on the bleachers in center field yelling his head off at the umpire, and the umpire hears him. Strong is also the thirst you get sitting out on the bleachers in center field yelling your head off at the umpire. Strong is what a beverage, any kind of beverage, has to be to kill that thirst. And strong is Schlitz malt liquor. It's the kind of strong that stands up over ice when other brews go blah. It was brewed to drink as cold as you please, because when you've got a strong thirst, drinking something wet isn't nearly as satisfying as drinking something cold and wet. With Schlitz malt liquor, you can kill your thirst and get air-conditioned at the same time without sacrificing taste. So you know it's got to be strong. It comes in a can with a bull on the label. And there's a bull on the label because there's a bull in the can. Remember, nobody makes malt liquor like Schlitz. Nobody.
Through six innings, 1-0, Dodgers. By the way, for $1 and your name and address, you can get 6 8x10 color photos of Dodger players, the Dodger rabbit's foot, bat, and keychain, and the Dodger 1969 yearbook. Send your dollar, your name and address to Danny Goodman at Dodger Stadium, L.A. 90012. Seventh inning, 1-0, Dodgers. For more play, here's Jerry.
All right, Benny, and here's Ted Sizemore now, and the first pitch comes in high. One ball and no strike. So Wilson, who has really been struggling, got out of a jam in the sixth inning, and now he starts in the seventh. He's walked three, struck out three, has yielded five hits, been able to get the big out when he needed it. Curve strike, and it's 1-1 to Sizemore. Teddy tonight is grounded out and fouled out. The Dodgers will sure be glad to get off this road trip. Here's the pitch on the way. Sizemore takes low and outside for a ball. Jim Boughton is still throwing in the bullpen. The Dodgers have Sizemore, Osteen, and Wills now. Here against Wilson. And we're in the seventh inning, 1-0 Dodgers. The windup and the pitch on the way. Sizemore takes low, ball three. 3-1. Wilson came very close to walking in a run in the sixth inning, but then he got two forced plays. In fact, a forced play and a double play to get out of the inning. Bases loaded. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Ted. Low, and he's on with a walk to start the seventh. That's the fourth walk given up by Wilson. And it brings up Osteen, who has singled and struck out. If the Dodgers now go to the sacrifice, Jack Billingham comes out of the dugout and will begin to warm up down in right field for the Astros. Billingham. Boughton stops throwing. And Wade Blasengame begins to throw. Osteen around the bunt does. First base way to Menke. He'll make the play back to first to Morgan in time. And Osteen out on the sacrifice. A good bunt by Osteen advances the runner and brings up Wills, who's had the double and the single in tonight's game. So here's Morey coming up. The Dodgers have certainly had trouble scoring runs on this entire trip. And the pattern is held up here again tonight in Houston. Wills coming to bat with Sizemore on second base. 1-0, the Dodgers got a run in the first on a double by Wills and a double by Modoc. They had one big chance in the sixth inning to really break it open. Now here's the look and the pitch on the way to Morey. Up high for ball. One ball, no strike. Seventh inning. 1-0 count. All right, Morey waiting. Here's the look and the pitch on the way to him. Foul up on the net. Count to Wills. One ball, one strike. Morey doubled to right center and singled to left. Batting 278. Out on deck, Manny Mota, and then Willie Davis. Here's the look and the 1-1 pitch to Morey. Bunch at third base way, goes foul. Rolling over toward the Dodger dugout. So Morey was trying to butt on Rader for a base hit. And he fouls it off, strike two, ball one. 1-2 the count. Live in game in Billingham, down in the bullpen for the Astros. All right, 1-2 again. Wills waiting on second base, Sizemore. Wilson ready to deliver. Morey, it's a bouncing ball to shortstop. Martinez waits for a hop. Quick throw, just in time. Morey is out. Good play by Martinez. Had to really get rid of the ball in a hurry. He had to wait for the hop to come to him. Now here's Manny Mota at bat. He has doubled, walked, and grounded into a double play. So Mota coming up with Wills out. Sizemore still at second base. Ball game in the seventh inning. All right, Manny, waiting now. Mota tried to move him in. Wilson, ready to work, and the pitch to him is high for a ball, 1-0. Dodgers have left six men on. The Astros have left only one on. They've run into a couple outs. Osteen has yielded just two hits to Houston. Ball one count. Mota waiting. Willie Davis on deck. Now Manny waits. Wilson goes out of a stretch again. The pitch on the way. Mota takes a curve strike. 1-1. Manny spun around. He couldn't believe that one. Now he takes a little walk. He's back to drive the bat handle with the pine tar rag. So Mota comes back to the batter's box. Sizemore leading off second base. The Astros have had two double plays tonight. That last one really slowed down the Dodgers. Here's the look by Wilson. Check of the runner and the pitch to Mota. Foul upstairs. One and two to Manny Mota. Tomorrow night against San Diego, Bill Singer and Al Santorini. It'll be Singer, Bunning, and Sutton against Santorini, Nico, and Kirby when the Padres come into Dodger Stadium. They are trailing 6-2 in the eighth inning at Cincinnati. Braves batting in the bottom of the eighth, tied with the Giants 3-3. Mota waiting. Two outs, 1-2 pitch. High with the slider, 2-2. Turn two reading. All right, Mota waiting again. Here's the look and the pitch on the way to Manny. Fly ball to center field. Jimmy Wynn right there. Starting in a few steps. He's there and makes the catch, and the Dodgers lose another chance. Mota flies out. No runs. No hits. One left. Seven left on now. Score through 6.5 innings of play. Dodgers one and the Astros nothing.
Friends, baseball season is also the season for picnics, campouts, patio parties, and easy, quick-to-prepare suppers. And Farmer John can add a lot to the fun of your warm-weather feasting with his fresher-than-fresh Farmer John luncheon meat. There's Farmer John all-meat bologna, Farmer John sliced cooked ham, Farmer John liverwurst, braunschweiger, salami, and many more. Pick your favorites, and they're sure to please, because Farmer John luncheon meats are made with the very best meat. Fresh eastern corn-fed pork, and fresh, lean, juicy, homegrown beef. Like all his products, Farmer John luncheon meats are always strictly fresh, and all, remember, were gold medal winners at the California State Fair. You know, Farmer John bacon and Farmer John ham, but now discover Farmer John's luscious luncheon meats. Look for Farmer John luncheon meats in the delicatessen section of your favorite market. And if you can't find what you're looking for, be sure to ask for it, and in a loud, clear voice, Farmer John.
Now, Osteen will face the challenge here in the seventh inning from Alou, Wynn, and Davis as we go into the heart of the batting order for Houston. Claude has only one little run to work on, as he's been involved in quite a struggle with Don Wilson. Alou has 1-for-2 in tonight's game and a 12-game hitting streak. And he has 2 hits in 8 consecutive games. So here's Alou stepping in now as we go to play in the last half of the seventh. Jesus Alou coming on here with Jimmy Wynn and Tommy Davis to follow. Osteen has allowed singles to Alou and to Morgan. Fly ball to center field. Willie Davis right there. Fades back a few steps now and has it for the first out. So one away in the seventh. Jimmy Wynn at bat has struck out twice, and he struck out with runners at first and third in the fourth inning. Osteen now to pitch to Wynn. 31 home runs, 79 runs batted in. Osteen delivers. Curve butted back to the mound. Osteen up. Here's his play in time. And Wynn is out on the front, right back to Osteen. So two up and two down quickly here in the seventh inning. Tommy Davis coming up has grounded out and struck out. So in the seventh inning, two outs, and Tommy Davis coming to bat. Osteen checking. Here's the pitch on the way to Tom. Fastball high and away, ball one. Tommy with the Astros is hitting .320 with 6 runs batted in. With Seattle, he had 6 home runs, 81 runs batted in 123 games. Fastball a strike on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. The Dodgers leading 1-0. Bart Osteen. Holding on here against the Astros in the seventh inning. All right, Claude set. Checks his signs in the 1-1 pitch. Tommy takes outside. Ball two, and it's 2-1. Eddie Sewell is the plate umpire. Wire, Wendell, Pitt, and Burkhardt on the bases. Tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium, a vital homestand begins. Santorini for San Diego, Singer for the Dodgers. Here's Osteen to the windup, and the 2-1 pitch to Tommy, high and away, ball three, and it's 3-1 now, so he goes in the hole. Osteen has walked one man. He walked Morgan to open the fourth, and now he goes behind 3-1 to Davis, and this is one of the few times he's gone with a count that far out. 3 balls, 1 strike to Tommy. He's been trying to pitch him away to keep him from pulling. Here's the 3-1 pitch. He walked him, it was high and outside. So Tommy Davis gets the second walk from Osteen, and that brings up Doug Rader, who has grounded out twice to third baseman Bill Sudeikis. Rader hitting .260, 10 homers, and 77 runs batted in. So Rader is the batter, with Davis on at first base. Brewer now is in the Dodger bullpen, and he'll be joined by Ray Lamb. Last of the seventh, two outs, and a runner on at first base, T.D., Tommy Davis. Here's the look over in the pitch. Rader hits a foul off first and out of play. Strike one. Boy, the Mets pulled out to a two-game lead in the East. They beat Montreal 4-0, and the Cubs took it on the chin for the eighth straight time. The Philadelphia 4-3. They are two behind. Squandered a 9.5 game lead since about the middle of August. 0-1 count. Raider waiting in the stretch. Ground ball to third base. Here's Lefevre up with it. Here's his throw. It is in time, and the inning is over. Raider grounds out for the third straight time. Three up and three down. And the score at the end of 7 innings of play. The Dodgers 1 and Houston nothing.
Kemper headquarters in the Valley is Camp West Industries, 2802 Grand Avenue in Phoenix, just north of Thomas Road. Camp West, featuring two outstanding lines of quality campers, Tramper Camper and Travette, and 75 different models to choose from. They've got a camper to suit your needs, your budget, with prices starting as low as $189. Both Tramper Camper and Travette feature a lifetime warranty for as long as you own the camper. See Tramper Camper, with all the luxury of more expensive campers, and Travette, the Cadillac of campers, and you do-it-yourselfers, you'll find everything you need to build your camper at Camp West. Aluminum skins and windows, ice boxes, stoves, water pumps, water pressure systems, you name it, if they don't have it, they'll get it for you. And remember, for quality, price, and service, see Camp West Industries. Easy to get to from anywhere in the valley. They're at 2802 Grand Avenue, just north of Thomas Road and a block west of Black Canyon Freeway. Camp West is open 6 days a week, Monday through Friday till 9, Saturday till 5. Remember, before you buy your camper, see Camp West, your volume camper dealer.
All right, let's go along to the eighth inning in just a moment. First, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
You can charge your purchases and take many months to pay at Baptist Hospital of Scottsdale, 7400 East Osborne Road, Scottsdale, where you can use your Arizona Bank, Bank of America card.
KTAR, Phoenix.
Willie Davis, the batter, and we'll go back to play. Here's Finney.
All right, Jerry, Willie Davis is 1-for-3. Grounded out, fly to right, and looped a single to right. He was forced to the plate in the sixth inning. Willie swings, fouls the first one away. Off to the left and out of play. 0-1. One run, five hits, no errors for the Dodgers. No runs, two hits, two errors for the Astros. And we're in the eighth inning. The only run came in the first inning on back-to-back doubles by Wills and Mota. Strike one pitch. Davis hits a line drive at Joe Morgan. That's the third game in a row that Willie has hit a line drive at somebody. So in his last three games, he has only one hit. He could easily have at least four. Here's Wes Parker. Parker is 0-for-2 with a walk. Don Wilson, who has been as wild, I think, as we have ever seen him, delivers low, ball one. But as wild as he has been, he has sure been tough in the clutches. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Pitch in the dirt. And the count 1-1. Jim Ray, right-hander, begins to throw along with Fred Gladding in the Houston bullpen. Wilson is due to bat fourth when the Astros hit in the eighth. One run, five hits for the Dodgers. No runs, two hits for the Astros. Osteen has pitched a great seven innings. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way to Parker. A little high, ball two. Osteen's biggest challenge, and the only challenge generated so far by the Astros, was back in the fourth inning when Morgan walked and Alou singled him to third. Claude turned right around and struck out Wynn and Davis. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball hit down to Joe Morgan. Up with it, throws Parker out. Two down. The Braves came up with two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. So at the end of eight, Atlanta 5 and the Giants 4. The Braves are half a game back of the Giants. The Reds are winning. The Braves would then have won the most games. They'd have won 79 to move into first place. Pitch in at Willie's chin, ball one. Even though Atlanta has won more games, Cincinnati would have a couple of points on them. The next one is swung on and missed. Crawford losing his cap, 1-1.
1-1, the count to Willie Crawford, two out in the eighth inning, 1-0 Dodgers. Menke, Martinez, and Edwards due up in the bottom half. Wilson's pitch to Crawford, a strike, 1-2. Don Wilson checking with Johnny Edwards. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Dodgers are gone, 1-2-3, and at the end it's 7.5. Dodgers 1, Astros nothing.
Friends, chances are that some of you, being brand new to Southern California, never heard of Royal 76 premium gasoline, let alone used it. But you've probably noticed that our kind of driving is a bit different than it was yesterday in Chicago or New York or anywhere back east, which means you need a different type of gasoline geared to today's kind of driving, a gasoline that delivers power. Well, there's no gasoline made more powerful for today's cars than Royal 76 Premium, because Royal 76 is a balanced blend of eight fuels working together to give your car power right now. So if you're new to the area, go ahead, make that first stop into your Union Oil Dealers service station and get a tank of Royal 76 Premium gasoline. And then you'll know why so many Southern California drivers say, when you're looking for someone to look after you, look up to 76.
We're in the bottom of the eighth inning here in Houston. The Dodgers holding on to a 1-0 lead, and Claude Osteen has turned in a magnificent performance through seven. He'll be pitching to Dennis Menke, Marty Martinez, and Johnny Edwards, while in pursuit of his 19th victory. Time out for the moment. Willie Davis comes in, and I think his leg is hurting him. Willie is in the Dodger dugout. He has always had leg problems here in Houston. Every time the Dodgers conclude a series in the Astrodome, Davis complains of sore legs. Of course, Willie has very, well, they have pencil-thin legs, and it's a very hard surface. And apparently, his legs are bothering him, and so Bill Russell will take over for Willie Davis in center field. So in the eighth inning, Bill Russell takes over for Willie Davis. Willie apparently complaining of sore legs. Maybe Kiwano looked up to us as if to say, do you understand why? And kind of pointing to his leg. So Willie comes out. Dennis Menke will start it off. Menke twice has grounded out to short and to second, 0-2. Bill Sudeikis is right at the bag. He's maybe 2 feet away from the bag.
Continuation at the beginning of side four.
Kind of pointing to his leg. So Willie comes out. Dennis Menke will start it off. Menke twice has grounded out to short and to second, 0-2. Bill Sudeikis is right at the bag. He's maybe 2 feet away from the bag, even with it. Menke right hand hitting, playing first baseman tonight. And Osteen delivers. Fastball, pulled down to Wills. Morey up with it, and across to Parker. One away. Osteen is pitching a real Osteen game tonight. There have been only three fly balls. He just doesn't give up many outfield outs when he's on his game, and this is one of them. Marty Martinez lined out to Ted Sizemore and fly to right. He's 0-2. Osteen ready, delivers. Martinez a little fly ball to right. Crawford coming up in a hurry and makes the catch for the out.
So the shortstop is jammed, and just like that, two quick outs in the eighth inning. The batter will be Johnny Edwards. Osteen has pitched so well. There's been one man to get the third, Morgan, and he's the only man to get the second. Johnny Edwards, big left-hand hitting catcher, has struck out and hit back to the box. Time out for the moment, a ball loose. Got out of the Houston bullpen and rolled in the corner, and they'll have to retrieve it. Jim Ray and Fred Gladding throwing down there. Don Wilson's future in this ballgame is very shaky right now. Johnny Edwards, the batter. Dodgers one, Astros nothing, bottom of the eighth inning. Two out, bases empty. Osteen into the windup. The left-hander delivers. Outside. Ball one. Clawed into the windup, and the 1-0 pitch on the way to Johnny Edwards, a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. $19,822 paid with about $24,000 in the park. 1-1 pitch. Edwards hits a high chopper off the plate. Osteen waits for it. Gloves, whirls, fires, gets him. So Johnny Edwards out, slamming one right down off home plate. The Astros are gone in the eighth, and at the end of eight, Dodgers one, Astros nothing.
Say, I heard a rumor just the other day that the Dodgers are going
to... Wait a minute now, Jerry. Hold it right there. You mean to tell me and all of our listeners that you're the kind of guy that listens to rumors?
Well, no, not actually, but...
Well, then let's forget about rumors. I'm stick to the facts, pal. Now, you take Berge, for example. There's a comfortable beer.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you bet it is. And here's another. Berge's the beer that's brewed with soft water to give it that honest-to-goodness real beer taste.
A taste, I might add, that refreshes you from the very first sip and keeps right on refreshing you glass after ice-cold glass. Easy to start with, easy to stay with. That's what makes Berge the comfortable beer.
Well, friends, the fact is I couldn't have said it better myself. So, the next time you get a good thirst going, pop open one of those king-size cans of Berge, huh? And pour yourself a tall, tingling cold glassful. And then, settle back and drench your thirst with real beer refreshment. Berge, the comfortable beer.
As we go to the ninth inning, the Dodgers leading the Astros 1-0. One run, five hits, no errors for the Dodgers. No runs, two hits, and two errors for the Astros. Dodgers will have Bill Sudeikis, Tom Haller, and Ted Sizemore. Down in the Dodger bullpen to back up Claude Osteen is Jim Brewer and Pete Mickelson. For the Astros, when they hit in the bottom of the ninth, it will be Wilson Spott, followed by Morgan and Alou. Jim Wynn, one of the big home run threats on the Astros squad, would be the fourth batter in the ninth inning. Down in the bullpen, Jim Ray and Fred Gladding. A 1-0 game with the Dodgers sitting on top in the ninth. Sudeikis struck out, grounded out, hit into a force play, and it's a high foul off first. Menke to the railing along with Edwards, but this one is in the crowd out of play. One to Bill Sudeikis. The Astros with Wilson and Edwards, the infield of Menke, Morgan, Martinez, and Rader, and the outfield, Tommy Davis, Jim Wynn, and Jesus Alou. The strike one pitch outside. 1-1, the count is Sudeikis. One pitch on the way. Is belted to right field, but it's hooking as it goes way down the line and foul. And he hit that to the fourth level. So Sudeikis showing some stock, but called it foul. And Harry Walker takes off his cap, runs his finger through what hairs he has left. You're not going to have many by the time this race is over. And Sudeikis back up at the plate again. 1-2 the count. The 1-2 pitch. Sudeikis takes outside. Ball two. 2-2. Willie Davis reports that he hurt his right knee. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High. Ball three. In looking at the box score, Willie got on base once in the sixth inning. He had a bloop single to right, took second on a wild pitch, tipped third and slid. He might have heard it then, and he was forced at the plate. It might have been then. He stayed in and reported it hurt and had to come out. Pitches high to Sudeikis. Ball four. That is the fourth walk issued by Don Wilson. Tom Hallard grounded out to Menke, hit back to the box, and grounded to Menke and was turned into a double play. So Tom is 0 for 3. We'll see now whether the Dodgers have Haller bunting to stay out of the double play or not. He's around to bunt and misses. Strike one. Ted Sizemore on deck. Of course, with Osteen, you can do that. Claude, 1 for 2 tonight, and the best hitting pitcher for the Dodgers. Osteen has 23 hits. Wade Blasingame is now back up again in the Astro bullpen. Jim Ray has stopped throwing. Here's the strike one pitch on the way. Haller, a full swing and a high drive to right field and deep. Back goes Alou on the track in front of the wall. Makes the catch. And back to first goes Sudeikis. Haller hit that ball about 380 feet. It's a long way to go for an out. And that's not the power alley either. So one out, and Ted Sizemore the batter. Sizemore fouled out, grounded out, and walked 0 for 2. Dodgers 1, Astros nothing, ninth inning. Wilson at the bell to look over at Sudeikis, held on by Menke. Now the pitch to Sizemore. High and inside, ball one. Both sides have had at least one opportunity to score. In fact, the Astros have really had only one. They had runners at first and third and nobody out with Wynn, Davis, and Rader coming up. Osteen struck out Wynn and Davis and then got Alou, who was trying to steal and into the inning. The 1-0 pitch to Sizemore, high, ball two. The Dodgers got a run in the first inning and had Mota at second with nobody out and couldn't pick him up. And then in the sixth inning, the Dodgers had the bases loaded with nobody out and couldn't score. So it's been rough on the hitters for both sides, and the Dodgers holding on to a 1-0 lead. We're in the ninth. 2-0 pitch to Ted Sizemore. Runner goes, swung on and missed. The throw is high. They get him anyway. Johnny Edwards' throw was high, but Joe Morgan was able to pull it down and apply the tag to get Sudeikis. Two outs. So playing hit and run, and Sizemore did not get a pitch. He got one up around the eyes. Tried to hit it and couldn't do it. 2-1. It was a good time to play hit and run, figuring Wilson would throw a strike 2-0, but he was a little wild. The 2-1 pitch is pulled to the hole at short. Martinez gets rid of the ball in a hurry and throws him out. Boy, he can do that play well. No runs, no hits, nobody left. And at the end of 8.5 innings, the Dodgers won and Houston nothing.
Well, you know, unlike a baseball player, Farmer John plays on two sides. Sure, both the meat department side and the delicatessen side of your market. Now, in the meat department, you'll find Farmer John bacon, ham, sausage, and fresh pork. And in the delicatessen section, there's Farmer John all-meat wieners and a complete variety of Farmer John luncheon meats. No matter what Farmer John product you shop for, you can rest assured that it's as fresh as you can buy. Well, that's because Farmer John spends the extra time and money to bring fresh eastern corn-fed pork out here live. Then it's U.S. inspected and dressed fresh right here in the West. Well, most other packers ship their pork in frozen or cold storage, so every Farmer John product is strictly fresh. And every one was a gold medal winner at the California State Fair. Yes, you'll like what Farmer John has for you in your market, whichever side you shop. And if you don't see what you want, well, you be sure to ask for it loud and clear. Farmer John. Bottom of the ninth inning, with the Dodgers leading the Astros 1-0. And the Los Angeles boy, Bob Watson, will come up and bat for Don Wilson. Watson is a big kid. He's 6'2", 205 pounders, 23 years old. He was called up from Oklahoma City. He was hitting .405. He was with Houston earlier in the year. Bob Watson. They call him Bull. Osteen delivers. Breaking ball away. Ball one. Bottom of the ninth, 1-0 Dodgers. And he'll make some noise now. Osteen checking Haller. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Low and inside. Ball two. In the Dodger bullpen, Pete Mickelson and Jim Brewer. Osteen into the windup and the 2-0 pitch. Fastball for a strike. 2-1. One pitch to Watson. Fastball, strike two. A good running fastball. It hit the outside part of the plate. 2-2. Watson will be followed by Morgan and then Alou. Jim Wynn is the fourth hitter in the inning. Two pitch to Watson. Is hit right through the middle for a base hit to center field. Leon McFadden will now run for Bob Watson. Leon McFadden. That is only the third hit allowed by Osteen. Dodgers leading 1-0, bottom of the ninth. McFadden at first base. And here is Joe Morgan. Joe is 1-for-2. The time they got him out, Willie Davis made a circus catch on him. We'll see if they have him bunting. He's around to bunt. He takes a strike instead. 0-1. Bob Watson, since he was called up on the 1st of September from Oklahoma City, is 3-for-3 as a pinch hitter. McFadden running for him. McFadden has stolen one base. But he's very fast. 0-1 to Morgan. Osteen ready. Comes to him. The bunt is down. Fielding it, Osteen. His play is to second. Just in time. A fine play by Claude Osteen. And the advantage of being experienced and holding a rookie base runner close to first paid off, because with all of the guile that Osteen has in tying up his runner, he still just did nip McFadden at second. So one out, Joe Morgan is now at first base, and of course with Morgan you have your hands full. He's stolen 39 bases this year, as many as Wills. Here is Alou, and on deck, Jimmy Wynn. One out, ninth inning, 1-0 Dodgers. Osteen to first base, driving Morgan back. The only run came in the first inning, and Osteen has tried to hold on to it and make it stand up. Alou is poked one into right field. Base hit.
Morgan is going to be going to third, and the throw is cut off by Sizemore. Salute with that blackjack swing. Just whacked one into right field for a base hit. And for the second time tonight, the Astros have a rally. They had runners at first and third with nobody out in the fourth inning and failed to score. They have runners at first and third with one out in the ninth. And the Dodgers leading 1-0. Jim Wynn, who struck out in that fourth inning rally, is coming up now. For Alou, he has hit safely in 12 straight. It is the ninth straight game in which he has collected two hits. So he has a streak within a streak. And here is Jimmy Wynn. Wynn struck out twice, hit back to the box. Each time he struck out, he was chasing low curveballs. So Osteen, trying to get him to hit the ball on the ground, struck him out twice. And we'll see what develops now with the ballgame on the line. Osteen to a stretch. Checking, delivers. Curve in the dirt. 4-1. One ball and no strikes to Jim Wynn. One out in the ninth inning. 1-0 Dodgers. But the Astros have runners at first and third. Alou at first. Morgan at third. Osteen at the belt. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball away. Ball two. On deck, Tommy Davis. So Jim Wynn waiting. 31 home runs, 16 hits right here in the great indoors. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Wynn. Osteen delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. And Wynn wasn't trying to tie it up. He was trying to win it with that swing. 2-1. Osteen straddling the rubber. Gee, what a game he's pitched tonight. But he's in trouble in the ninth. Claude reading Haller. Now set at the belt. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball over. Strike two. 2-2 to Jimmy Wynn. All of the Astros are draped over the protective railing in front of their dugout. All of the Dodgers doing the same on the other side. It looks like a line of clothes on each side. But a very animated line of clothes. 2-2. Morgan at third. Alou held on by Parker at first. 2-2 pitch to Jim Wynn. Fastball inside. Ball three. Now, if you're Harry Walker, how do you play it? With a full count to Wynn, do you turn Alou loose? Wynn strikes out about 25% of the time. Osteen ready. He does not go. The curve fouled away. So Alou was not going 3-2. Dodgers 1. Astros nothing. Bottom of the ninth. The Dodgers' last game of the year in Texas, and boy, it has come up a thriller. Joe Morgan walking down the line from third. Jesus Alou at first, held on by Parker. And Jim Wynn waiting at the plate. Osteen trying to win his 19th. Nods to Haller, goes to his stretch. 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. A curveball, the third time tonight he has struck Jimmy Wynn out. Each time, breaking balls have done it. two down, and Tommy Davis approaching the plate. So Jimmy Wynn against Claude Osteen struck out three times and hit back to the box. And here's Tommy Davis, the kid who was scouted, pursued, and signed by Al Campanis. Now Tommy in a Houston uniform. Tommy Davis hit back to the box, struck out, and walked. Osteen at the belt. The pitch to Tom. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. Osteen has struck out six. He has walked two. He has allowed four hits. And he is facing only his second challenge of the night. Davis waiting. Strike one pitch. Fastball. Strike two. At the knees on the outside corner. Osteen calmly, at least from all outward appearances, scraping at the dirt in front of the rubber. Now up on top, kind of arching his back a little bit. Now left foot on the rubber. 0-2 to Tommy Davis, the ball game in the balance. Osteen ready. The strike two pitch. Swung on and missed the curveball in the dirt. And what a job by Claude Osteen. You don't get much better pitching than that. Twice he had runners at first and third. Twice he struck out Jim Wynn and Tommy Davis. Seven strikeouts for Claude and a magnificent performance. This crowd of 19,000 paid, rather downcast as they leave, the total, one run, five hits, and no errors for the Dodgers. No runs, four hits, two errors for the Astros. The winning pitcher, Claude Osteen, and boy, what a job. He'll be our guest on the postgame show. The losing pitcher, Don Wilson. Don't forget, the Dodgers and the Padres starting tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium. Warm up 7:40 and game time at 8. Once again, on that shutout for Claude Osteen, five books of Union Oil Auto Strip. We'll have a lot more to say about his work this year on the postgame show. So once again, the final score, Dodgers 1, Astros nothing. Now this is Vin Scully along with Jerry Doggett inviting you to stay tuned for the postgame show coming right up.